So we're going to do the walking practice again, and then we'll come back for a short sit before lunch. In this walking practice, now that you have a felt sense for yourself of whatever availability means to you, this available aligned, it's yours. It's your felt sense. The teaching's always the finger pointing at the moon. It's evoking, but then what is evoked is yours to work with. So I would ask, insofar as you feel comfortable with this, that in the walking, you at the start, you, when you're walking path, again, 5 steps, 15, 25, whatever it is, that you stand there and you have the intention, may I be available. May I be available to the felt sense of the experience of movement, experience of walking. If you're doing another kind of movement practice, one thing, because you can't or don't want to do walking, you can do hands. You're just moving your hand. May I be available to the felt sense of movement? This dropped in, you're knowing the body from within the body. So in the walking practice, it's a concentration practice. It's a balancing of the energy practice. And it's a mindful practice. Very powerful as a concentration practice. I was doing this, because I do all the walking with you. I was doing what I'm instructing you now and what we did earlier. And I had one little challenge. Whereas I dropped into the felt sense of walking, I stumbled a little bit. And this has happened the first time I ever taught my Sunday evening class. We were doing the walking practice, and I had done whatever instruction I did. One person started to fall down and to grab a wall. So be careful here. This has happened on retreat. People say, my body gets unsteady. So you're not wanting to drop in that way. So it's this, but you're being available to feeling the body moving, the foot lifting, moving, or the leg lifting, moving, placing, lifting, moving, placing, embodiment. To whatever degree feels safe and comfortable for you. So that is the request of the practice. If that doesn't feel right for you, do the walking practice as you've already known it. There's no requirement. You are the chooser in your practice. You are the one responsible for it. It's your empowerment, yours to choose. And we're going to do a shorter walk this time, and we'll come back and at 12 o'clock. And I'm joining.